FM, live and local, this is Newsmaker 2.
Pleased to have with us here on the KVUE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio Line, Susan Failer of the American Red Cross Central Plains Division, and that means we are talking blood drives and the need for blood.
Susan, good morning, happy new year to you.
Good morning, and happy new year to you as well. I'm really looking forward to 2024.
Outstanding. Well, before we start talking about the blood drives coming up here in January and maybe even into February, how busy are you and the other folks involved with the Central Plains Division when it comes to Red Cross matters and specifically blood?
Well, as always, right around the holidays, we are always super busy. And, of course, the U.S., we've been seeing a record number of people that were traveling this holiday season. And, of course, when travel and celebration pick up, the blood supply faces a sharp drop because we have fewer people that are coming out to donate. And, of course, right now we're also seeing a lot of seasonal illness and crazy winter weather that's also leading to lower appointment numbers, which means a decreased donor turnout, and it's just kind of making it hard for us to keep up with the demand for blood products.
Well, and we want to kick 2024 off with a big start. And we can do that, fellow donors, by attending and donating at the Emporia Community Blood Drive. And, Susan, that's next week, right?
Yes, it is. As a matter of fact, we have 11 opportunities in January to find a blood drive in the Emporia area. We have drives that are scheduled, of course, in Emporia. And on the 5th, we have Opie High School, and on the 7th, we have Lebo High School is hosting. And in the 10th, we have Emporia High will be hosting at the mall, and we have the middle school drive coming up, Burlington, in memory of Cherry Lopez. So there's quite a few opportunities for people. And, you know, here's the thing. We all know that the holidays bring festivities and family, friends around, but it's also a time for us to give something that means something. And so my theory is, why not start a new family tradition by helping people that are facing, you know, some of life's toughest moments? And so why not make a resolution for 2024 to become a regular blood donor?
Great idea.
That's a great idea. That's a great
yeah.
idea. How, well, speaking of that, what ages are eligible to give blood? And for folks, I know we talk about this pretty consistently, but what is the process for people who do want to give blood? And what are some of the do's and don'ts when you're getting yourself either, you know, in line or online to get that taken care of?
Well, some of the do's and don'ts, you want to make sure that you are drinking a lot of water before you're going to donate. A lot of times people will also say that they have some smaller veins. And this is not just for donating blood, but if you're going to need to get some blood work done, if you will drink a Gatorade or Powerade, one of those types of drinks beforehand, like even a couple of days, maybe start one, what that does is they, with the electrolytes and everything, what it does is it kind of plumps up your veins and makes it so that your blood, it can easier flow through your body. And that's why athletes drink those things, is because after or during performance beforehand, they need to get more oxygen to their brain and to their lungs and everything. So that's why they do that. It pumps them up and makes it so that the blood, which is carrying oxygen, can get through to the body a lot better. The other thing is, of course, we want you to be well that day. If you're sick, then that means that your blood's also going to be sick. And we're giving blood to people that are in need, and so we want your blood to be healthy. So you want to make sure you're healthy that day. If you are on an antibiotic and you're scheduled to give on a certain day, you want to make sure that you've taken that last antibiotic the day of the blood drive. So otherwise you'll get deferred. And of course, iron. Iron is something that we need in your body so that that can be passed on to the patients who receive it. And a lot of times people are low in iron. And one thing you can do, of course, is eat a lot of foods that are high in iron. But also, if you take, for instance, iron supplements, if you take those with orange juice, that helps you retain that iron so that you will have, you know, exactly what how much is going to be needed for that. So, and of course, it's just a good little mini health checkup when you're donating blood, because we check for all sorts of things. We check your vitals. After you've donated, we also test the blood, because, again, we want that blood to be good, healthy blood going to patients. And if anything comes back irregular or shoots up a marker for us, then you will be notified, and you can, if need be, you can talk to your doctors or whatever. So it's kind of a nice little free mini health check as well.
Yeah, indeed. So, yeah, take advantage of that. Give something that means something. American Red Cross Blood Drive, and I know that the Emporia Presbyterian Church West Campus will be hosting in less than a week now, Thursday, January 4th from noon until 6, and Friday, January 5th from 8 until 2. So a couple of big opportunities to give blood. And Susan, if we'd like to make an appointment, how might we do that?
You want to go to redcrossblood.org, and you can type in your zip code, and it'll bring up blood drives near you, or you can call 800-RED-CROSS. We also have the Blood Donor app. That's a free download that you can make your own appointments there as well. And so a lot of different ways that you can do that. And by the way, whenever you see that we have schools that are hosting blood drives, don't necessarily assume that it's going to be at the school. Sometimes they're held at community buildings or someplace else besides the school. But just to let you know that those drives for schools are either a fundraiser drive or allows the students to be able to earn scholarship money by hosting those drives. So it's always nice to show your support for the schools as well as when we have drives that are in memory or in honor of someone, and not just think about maybe how you might be a little afraid of a needle. It's a quick pinch. The total process is an hour, but the actual donation time is usually only 4 to 7 minutes. So it's over really pretty quickly. And if you do those things that I'd mentioned and make sure you have good iron and that you're well hydrated, then you should be able to donate without any problems. But that's the best way to get a hold of us, to make an appointment. And I will tell you that the blood drives that we have through January 5th, you will receive a Red Cross long sleeve T-shirt. And then all of the blood drives through the entire month of January, all of the donors who come to donate, even if you get deferred, will automatically have your name entered into a drawing for a chance to win a trip for two to the Super Bowl in Vegas. And that's going to include travel, the hotel, a $1,000 gift card to spend while you're there, pregame activities, and there's just a whole lot more. So a couple of good incentives there for you to donate. And you know what? Let's just see if we can't get more in 24. That's kind of my little logo mantra or whatever for the year. So,
gotcha, Susan. How desperate is the need now? Because I mean, we always talk about it seeming to be some level of urgent, but how urgent are we getting through 23, ending 23, and getting into 24 right now?
Well, right now, due to weather and a lot of the other things that we've mentioned, just the holidays and illnesses, the numbers are lower, and we suspect in the next couple of weeks they'll probably be even lower as temperatures are changing. The other thing is, too, that just reminded me, if it is cold outside when you come in to donate, be sure that you warm your hands up, because that can affect your circulation, and your circulation needs to be good so that you can get a good iron reading. So you always want to make sure that your hands are warmed up. That'll help. But, you know, 1 in 7 patients that enter the hospital need blood. And every 2 seconds, someone in the United States needs blood. So there's always that constant need. You can donate blood every 56 days. blood does have a shelf life of 42 days. So that's why we are needing people to continually come in. And I will say Emporia is a great supporter of our blood drives as well as all of our surrounding communities. Opie is always a fantastic blood drive as well, and they're coming up on January 5th. So a lot of opportunities, always that need. And even if it's not just blood, but when we talk about blood products that sometimes patients need, that may mean that they need platelets so that they can go through chemo treatments, or maybe they just need plasma, and plasma helps victims who have been burned or patients who have been burned. And we also found out that through COVID that plasma also helps people get over COVID a lot quicker or better. So always need of all those three things. This is the only way that we can get blood to hospitals is through volunteer blood donors. So we want to say thank you to everybody. We want to say welcome to the new people that want to make a resolution. You can donate up to 6 times a year. And even if you just come in 1-2 times a year and you've never been in before, that's going to help that blood supply. So we welcome everybody that is willing to come. And if you can't come in to donate, we can always use volunteers to help at blood drives, at registration or the canteen, as well as helping with some of our disaster needs when we have tornadoes or fires or natural disasters in our communities.
Outstanding. All right. Well, 800-RED-CROSS, redcrossblood.org if you want to get in on those upcoming blood drives. Susan, thanks again. Please keep us posted. And, you know, maybe we can have somebody from the Super Bowl or going to the Super Bowl from here as part of the blood drives.
That'd
be kind of cool.
Great. Yeah, that would be amazing.
Susan, thanks. We appreciate it. Keep up the great work.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Make wise choices like donating blood.
Susan, thanks.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, Susan Failer, American Red Cross. Give blood, save lives, give something that means something. Susan Failer, American Red Cross, our Newsmaker 2 segment guest here this morning.
Okay, just want to let you know, no Newsmaker or Newsmaker 2 because of the holiday. No talk of Emporia either on Monday.